You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's Dangerous One. How the hell are you?
I'm doing well, guys.
It's a great morning. Great morning for everybody involved. Okay, tell me, take me through your range of emotions from the beginning of the game all the way through when Baker started to mount the comeback and play with that confidence that he had.
Well, they went from an epic disaster in the making to Baker Mayfield riding in on the white horse, saving the day. That was probably the most incredible performance I've seen from a Browns quarterback in 20 years. There's like no debate. Baker Mayfield starting against the Oakland Raiders, or at least he should be. The offensive line immediately improved when he stepped on the field. Baker made everybody around him last night better when he was on the field. The defense, which started to look tired and worn down, dialed it up a notch with Baker on the field. Just an electrifying performance, electrifying atmosphere. There aren't memorable Browns games that are very positive, but that one is one we'll remember for a very long time.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us, was there Pandemonium Palace last night. The place was rocking. So we've had good quarterback performances before. Believe it or not, we have. Why does this feel different?
Well, it feels different because he's the number one pick in the draft. He outplayed the guy that a lot of the experts said the Browns should have drafted. Sam Darnold looked awful last night, and Baker Mayfield looked like an all-pro in the making. I know it's one thing, it's a small sample size, but for him to come into that situation, the offense had punted on six straight possessions. Yeah, certainly the first drive ended in a field goal, but points. The offense at least moved a few yards before they got some points. And then just the way they picked away at the lead. And so that to me is why this really feels tremendously different than what we've seen before. I did not expect that from Baker Mayfield all last night, and it was incredible to watch.
Well, Daryl, I know some people beat up Hugh for his comments yesterday at the dais. I knew that. You know, you can't really say that type of thing right after a game like that. Like, oh, yeah, this guy's our starter, and we're totally forgetting about Tyrod Taylor. There has to be some respect to the veteran there, because there may be a situation where you might have to go back to him in the future if there was an injury, God forbid. So you got to make sure you take care of that. But, yeah, if there were something where he were to go back to Tyrod Taylor for whatever reason, then I would take the gloves off. But, yeah, it's time for Baker. It's the future with Baker, because – I was nervous, Daryl, to throw him into that situation, and I wasn't convinced that he would put him in that situation. Do you think that they were strongly considering it even before the injury with Tyrod, or was this for Baker's? They maybe felt that this was for Baker's own good that he sit at least for this last game before they go to Oakland.
Well, I think that they were not going to make a change at halftime. Maybe he would have pondered it, but knowing Hugh, I don't. He would have made a change unless he was absolutely forced to make a change, which happened. He didn't want to talk about it last night as far as debating whether or not he would have made a change. He didn't want to talk about whether or not Baker would be taking over as the starting quarterback. I know, as you alluded to, Dan, there were some fans upset about the tape comment. It would have been disrespectful if Hugh Jackson would have said last night, yes, Baker Mayfield's now the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. First of all, I think taking a little bit of the glow from what took place there at First Energy Stadium away, because now all of a sudden Baker being the starting quarterback, that becomes the story. It also would have been disrespectful to Tyrod Taylor, which they still have a tremendous amount of respect for. So Hugh Jackson did the right thing last night. Now it's up to Hugh Jackson, whether it's this afternoon, Monday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, now he has to do the right thing and ultimately name Baker Mayfield the starting quarterback of this football team, because, as I wrote last night, not only did Baker earn his stripes, he earned the starting job with that spectacular performance.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, on the hotline. What do you think happened to Tyrod Taylor here? Because his three games, I mean, after this week, he's going to probably be ranked dead last of all the starting quarterbacks in the league. What happened? He was an average quarterback in Buffalo. Here, he's played like the worst quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I don't know. But, it wasn't all bad with Tyrod. It was last night. But, he just really never got into any type of comfort zone or rhythm. And I don't know if it's the Baker looking over his shoulder. Now, we talked to Tyrod about that. He has said constantly that he's not even worried about that. I think it comes to a point, Anthony, that, you are what you are. Anyone that thought that Tyrod Taylor was coming to Cleveland, Ohio, as an elite quarterback was fooling themselves. Was he an improvement over what they had, at least on paper? Yeah, absolutely. But he wasn't a long-term solution. There's a reason the Bills, after making the playoffs with him as their quarterback, traded him. And I don't want this to become a bash Tyrod Taylor segment. He certainly didn't play well in the first three games that he was on the field. Baker Mayfield did in his half and a drive or two that he was on the field last night. And, to me, the decision is clear. There really isn't even a decision to be made. This should now be Baker Mayfield's team. Just watching how the players responded to Baker, just watching how everyone got better instantly. I mean, that offensive line was a sieve with Tyrod Taylor out there, and then Baker comes in and the Jets can't get through. They can't get to Baker. He's out there running around, making plays, extending plays, throws on a dime. Even Baker Mayfield's incompletions looked good. So the it factor that you can't really quantify with Baker Mayfield or with your elite quarterbacks in the league, we saw a little of that last night. And like I said, I can't remember ever saying that with Cleveland Browns quarterback.
Daryl, last night, the running game, I thought they had a nice balance. They struck a really good balance with Carlos Hyde, those yards per carry way up from where they were the first two games. What did you see there with that running game?
Yeah, congrats to Carlos Hyde, birthday. He's got a kid on the way. I'm not sure if the kid's been born yet or not, but he got to the stadium just in time, and that was a really nice performance. He was decisive with his running. He was patient with his running, I think that it helped that, they were consistent with the running game as well. Overall, the Browns did a nice job on the ground. The average, I think it was like 4 yards a carry or something like that. Just, again, the patience, the division, all those type of things. It unfortunately finished 2 yards shy of hitting that coveted 100-yard mark that those running backs like to get.
Well, how'd they get the Sam Darnold? Because it was the screen still worked. The running game was still pretty decent for the Jets. And then in the second half, man, especially late, maybe it was the pressure of trying to bring him back. He just went to hell.
Yeah, it did, Ken. And the bubble screens were driving the Browns crazy in the first half from a defensive perspective, as you say. I mean, that was working. The run game was working. Isaiah Crowell had a couple of touchdowns. Bilal Powell was running fairly well. But I think that I'm going to go back and watch it when we're done talking here, but it looked like Greg Williams dialed it up a notch on Sam Darnold there in the second half, especially late. They really got to him, forced him to throw two interceptions at critical times, less than 2 minutes to play, to seal the victory. And like I said, I wasn't all that impressed with what I saw with Sam Darnold. He seemed to have the happy feet a little bit that you expect from a young quarterback, while Mayfield looked like he was the seasoned veteran out there.
Why was Jarvis Landry returning kicks?
Well, because Jabril Peppers got hurt with the shoulder injury, and Landry is in that rotation of guys, and when you're having problems in your kicking game, you go with the guy that you know will absolutely catch the football. I know Antonio Callaway's in that group, Ken, but I'll be honest with you, I've not observed Callaway catching kicks clean quite a bit. Even in training camp, I remember him having the case of the bobbles. So I think that they went the safe route. Jarvis Landry can catch footballs, and that's why they went ahead and put him back there. But every time he was back there, I'll admit, I was holding my breath that something bad was about to happen. And by the way, if something happened to Baker Mayfield last night, Jarvis Landry was your emergency quarterback too.
Daryl, do we recalibrate now expectations? Is it crazy? We got people on hold that want to talk playoffs. So is that crazy right now? Will there adjustments to be made by the league about Baker Mayfield? How will this go?
Well, and that's the thing. Obviously, there will be adjustments with Baker Mayfield. This team could be 3-0. We talked about it last week. They could have been 2-0. They could go to Oakland and win. Think about this. If they win in Oakland, we'll be talking about a team that very well could have been 4-0. If they had a kicker, a little better special teams play, maybe cashed in one of their extra opportunities off turnovers. What is clear is that this is a much improved football team. There is legitimate blue chip talent on both sides of the football, and we've not seen that here in a very, very long time.
Daryl, we thank you very much for the time, my friend. All the very best to you. We'll be reading you 92.3thefan.com.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Daryl, thank you. The Dangerous Mind, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by TEC Communications, the local business technology leader for over 40 years. Are you adjusting your expectations all of a sudden?
It's tough. First of all, that was almost a perfect performance by your quarterback. I do expect Baker to have some struggles and have some incompletions. I mean, yesterday he had three more that should have been caught. So when you put it in that perspective, what for the game, Baker was in total 17 of 23. Really, to me, it was 20 of 23. And it was 201 yards. That was basically what, in a half of football? So that was a perfect game. His quarterback rating over 100.
I thought he had one bad pass, and that was the smoker that he threw into the end zone that nearly got picked off. He was trying like hell to get a touchdown.
Kenny, I am watching some of these videos.
I take your chances.
And there's no window. There's no window to throw the football, and he is throwing it there to receivers. He's throwing them open. I know that sounds like such a novel concept. Well, I hope he's good. I hope he's good. He was good yesterday. And that was such a great sign. I mean, to do it and to do it against Sam Darnold, to do it against – the Jets have a good defense, guys. He did it against them. He made everything better. A quarterback can be such an elixir. Oh, the offensive line's a sieve in the first half. Oh, can't get the running game really going that much. Yeah. Oh, the play calling is dreadful. And you know what? A quarterback changes everything.
Yep.
We've been preaching that from day one. And, you know what? Obviously, they almost fell over themselves. They were almost upside down in their approach to all this, but he came in there, and Kenny, it was a whole different story.
Hold on. Get him in here.
Excuse me.
He can't wait.
Hold on. We have a present.
What is this?
We have somebody brought it in.
Cookie Pie has brought get a picture.
We have
a photograph of this.
We have Cookie Pie. Bring it in, Cookie Pie.
$13 you spent it on the high dollar stuff, Cookie
Kenny,
Pie.
Kenny, tell them what's on the Cookie Pie.
Folks, we have a 1-1-1 Cookie Pie.
1-1-1.
We have a 1-1-1 Cookie Pie from our friend Cookie Pie.
What is it?
It's a 1-1-1 Cookie Pie.
1-1-1.
The place.
It's a 1-1-1 Cookie Pie.
The Halle Building.
One.
Our studios where Cookie Pie is going to die.
1-1-1.
1-1-1. Heart disease. 1-1-1. High blood pressure. 1-1-1. Gluttony. 1-1-1. I want more wins. Woo! I want more wins. Now, wait a minute.
Do the cookie pies keep coming?
Do we get a cookie pie every win? We can't get a cookie pie every win.
It's gonna, do we have petty cash? Who's taking care of this? Who's paying for this? Is this coming out of the kitty? I'm a little nervous.
Oh,
it's your bonus,
pie.
Anthony.
Oh, there, there you go, Tom.
After what I got last year, I understand. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a 1-1-1 extravaganza.
We got a 1-1-1 cookie pie. What is it? We got other things? Oh, my goodness.
The gifts just pouring in. The gifts are – we can't even tell you what somebody else
from
brought
Michelle.
In earlier.
From Michelle. I don't want to – should we say her last name? I don't want to say her last
don't
name.
Don't say her last name.
Okay.
She's in Avon,
from
I believe.
From our diehard Browns. This is the –
oh, I know who that is.
I've been to this – I've been by this place.
I know
in
who
Avon.
That is.
Michelle,
oh,
thank
you've been
you.
In it. Come on.
Michelle's a sweetheart.
Nothing but cakes.
See what happens?
It's
you
a
know
play
what?
On words.
There, somebody joked that winning that last night was like winning the Super Bowl. The gifts today have been plentiful. The spirit in this town.
Hold on, I gotta see what this says.
The emotion
here
has been overflowing.
We make the playoffs. We might get a full size cake.
Oh please, we're gonna get a cookie pie the size of this studio.
5, 7, 8.
We're gonna do the show in a cookie pie.
I know, Ken. I just gotta do it real quick. I'm sorry, buddy.
We make the playoffs. Ken's gonna jump out of a cake.
Yeah.
Out of a cookie pie cake.
Oh, would you look? Just look at this. We got cupcakes over here.
Oh my goodness gracious.
For 1-1-1, baby.
Thank you, Browns.
Thank you. Thank you.
If only you could have done it a little sooner,
Cookie
but we're fine.
Cookie Pie and Michelle, we thank you very, very much.
Technically, it kept Kenny alive for another 2 years.
I know we're not the show that does the food on Fridays, but we thank you very, very, very much.
Hey,
we
appreciate
it.
When you win a game like that.
Winners! Look at what happens when you win. This
we
is
get
such
Cookie
great
Pie!
Feeling.
Woo!
Oh, we'll be back live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.